Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin Podcast Radio Show. Thanks to you guys who are joining me on the podcast, Instagram, YouTube, all you guys around. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me talk for a little bit. And it's really nice to know that people actually do kind of listen to these and want advice and want to hear what my thoughts on things. So today we're going over a topic I get asked a lot at my gym, and it's cheat meals. And going off of cheat meals, we're going to talk about, should you have a cheat meal? What is a cheat meal? Should you have a cheat day? Or should you have a refeed day, and what those are? So I wanted to go over, because this is something we get asked, especially in like the lifting, the bodybuilding, that kind of world, is just something like, hey, what should I be eating? Should I have a refeed day? Should I be eating clean all the time? And it just always is, it depends. So going off, you know, first off, what is a cheat meal? And a cheat meal is a meal that you guys would have that is super fatty, super high in carbs. And just being honest, it's the everyday American diet. It's a burger and fries. It's a nachos. It's pancakes and waffles. That's what we call like a cheat meal, with like cake and ice cream. That's a cheat meal. And if you look at the average person, like that's the everyday diet for the American. But when you're more in this like health conscious lifestyle, you're trying to eat a little healthier. You're trying to go, you know, a lot of fruits, a lot of veggies, a lot of lean meats, and a lot of low carbs and low fat food choices when we're doing that. So a cheat meal is just one meal out of your guys' whole week that you guys would take to eat and just have like whatever you really want. If it's pizza, if it's, you know, like I said, a burger and fries, whatever you like to go for. For me, I'm a big burger and fry kind of guy with some like maybe some ice cream at the end. But that's really what comes down to when it is for a cheat meal. Now, when you have a cheat day, that's when you will take a whole day. You know, maybe it's a Saturday. You guys are going to be out. You're drinking alcohol. You guys are not going to be eating the best. So people will take a whole day for the cheat and, you know, eat out 2, 3, 4 times. And that's kind of dangerous in that realm. But again, you would be still eating out, having maybe waffles and pancakes for breakfast, you know, the super nachos or pizza for lunch and burger and fries or whatever it is. So that's what a cheat day would be. And then going into a refeed day, all a refeed day is where you're going to still eat pretty clean. Your carbs are just going to be higher. So with the carbs, if you had 175 grams of carbs every single week or every single day throughout the week, then all a refeed day would be is you'd probably double it to like 2.5. So like you'd probably be having about 350 to maybe 400 carbohydrates on that day. So it kind of helps your body resets. So let's first off talk about what is the benefit of a cheat meal, cheat day, refeed day, and so forth. With going into it, it's going to be if you are eating clean. And again, this is only going to benefit those people who are working out regularly. You're going to be eating a well-balanced diet throughout the whole week. This is not for someone who eats out already 4, 5, 6 times a week because your diet's already crap and we still need to get you on a better diet. This is for the person who is eating asparagus, chicken, you know, steaks, vegetables, low fruits, healthy fats, like a super clean diet, basically just eating off the land. Basically, if it comes from the land or eats off the land, they're eating it throughout the week. So that is when you're going to be eating a regular diet, great diet throughout the week, plus working out throughout that week. And then you would get that benefit if you had that cheat meal. And so basically what they talk about the benefit of it is there's several benefits. It lets you have that balance. You know, you're going throughout the whole week, and if you're just eating, you know, cauliflower rice or asparagus or potatoes or something, you're normally going to want something a little different than that, like, you know, a burger and fries. So that's where we kind of call it the 80-20 or a little more. But like, it's going to help your sanity. If you guys are the people who can just eat without having pizza and fries and stuff, great, more power to you. But the majority of the population is, they need to have, you know, they need to live a little, you know what I mean? Like they just say, be a normal person. That's what we hear a lot of times. So that's where we give them like one meal to just like do that. So A, that's number one. B, or number two, like the benefit is also is like they have seen benefits of people who like eat a lower calorie base, and then they'll have one day or one meal where it's really spiked up. And what that is supposed to do is supposed to make your metabolism work way more habit process, and now your metabolism is running at even a higher capacity than it was before. And then you can slowly add in a little bit of food throughout the week. So for example, kind of how I do it is like I try to add 10 grams each week, depending on if I've gained a lot of body fat or if I'm not. If I've lost body fat, but I have that cheat meal on Saturday, then my coach will be like, hey, let's go up a 10 grams. This week, my body's responded really well to my cheat meals. And so I had a cheat meal. And then next day I woke up 2 pounds lighter. And so now we're going to add another 20 grams into my diet throughout the week. So that's kind of like another benefit with it. But again, the biggest benefit is just having people who eat super clean throughout the whole week. It lets them have a little bit of sanity. Now, that's the cheat meal. Like I said, it's going to be probably really high in carbs, really high in fats. That's a cheat meal. Now, a cheat day is where, like I said, you go throughout the whole day and you have this. I personally do not recommend this, and this is why. Because if you are normally eating 2,000 calories, maybe 2,500, and then you go on to a whole day where it's super easy to have a lot of calories come up. So that's where, like, if you have just a cheat meal, you might have like 3,000 calories in that day, and now you're over your capacity by like 1,000 or 2,000 calories. Like, throughout the whole week, that's probably not going to kill all of your progress. But if you go on a whole cheat day and you're eating 2, 3, maybe even 4 times you're eating out and you're not eating the best kind of food, then what that can turn into is you guys overeat, and now you just ate a surplus of 6,000 calories. And now if you broke that throughout the whole week, you actually came out even, or you gained weight because you just had all those calories on one day. And so how you look at it is like, if your capacity, or if you eat 3,000 calories every single day and then you go under 300 calories to maintain it, now after 7 days, you're 2,100 calories in deficit, and that can give you that results. Well, like I'm saying, if you go on a cheat meal, you might go 1,000 or 1,500 over and you're still in the deficit. But if you go a cheat day, now you're going into where you could be 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories for that week, and now you're over your 2,100 calories that you just saved up, and now you're actually in the surplus, and now there's no results that you guys just worked your butt off for. You ate super clean for that whole week, and then you just let it go for a whole day. So that's where I always recommend, if you're going to do it, just one meal. And again, it's not even every week. Like, I'll do a cheat meal probably once every 2 weeks to 3 weeks. Every once in a while, I'll do like one per week, but most of the time, it's like 2 or 3 per month is how I do a cheat meal and try to eat clean throughout the rest of the week and the month. Now, getting into the final part, the refeed day. So what a refeed day is like you're talking about having, you know, the cheeseburgers, the pizza. That's a cheat meal. Now, when it's a refeed, you're keeping it clean. So a lot of times a refeed, what a lot of people will do is sushi. You know, it's just rice, protein, and some fats, but they'll go sushi for that refeed because, again, it's all natural stuff that's coming from the earth, you know, rice and fish. But again, that's what a lot of people will use. But even with that, so maybe you eat, let's just say, 200 grams on a normal day of carbohydrates, and then you want to have a little more on that refeed day. You're still going to eat super clean. It could be potatoes, rice, vegetables, and oatmeal and stuff like that, but you're just going to double up on everything, or you're going to have a bigger meal. And so you're trying to take your carbs maybe on 400. So again, now what that's making your body do is process way more carbohydrates. It spikes it. Now your metabolism is working. And then again, they have seen people get results. Now, I do just put this out there. This is for the people that are working out consistently 4, 5, 6 days a week, that are lifting, actually doing weight-bearing exercises. That's where you're going to see these results. A lot of times I'll have people who are like, oh, I work out 2 or 3 days a week. And I'm like, oh, that's great. But you don't need a cheat meal because you're not burning enough calories. Now, it's like in my case, I work out 6 to some days, 7 days a week. So I'm in the deficit every single day. And then that's why I'm allowed to have, you know, like pancakes or a burger and fries or one epic cheat meal out of the whole month. So that's just my advice to you guys. If you're not doing like hardcore weight bearing exercises at least 3 to 4 times a week, you probably don't need a cheat meal. And to be real, most of you guys are already eating a cheat meal throughout the week when you're driving through a drive-through because your schedule is packed. So those are the simple things about, hey, this is a cheat meal, this is a cheat day, and a refeed day. So you just have to find what works best for you. And I really appreciate you guys coming on and listening to me today. Let me know what you guys want to hear in the future, topics you want me to go over, and things you would like me to break down. I really love seeing your guys' feedback and just giving you guys information that's going to help you guys. So I hope you guys have a great week. Really appreciate you guys tuning in and watching and listening to this podcast. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.